Bridge is a small camel tween in a chunky cartoon traveler cape, warm sand cream, woven blanket pack across the shoulders, curious about word travel. In his cape, he carries a small bound word history atlas. The atlas shows words travels. Each entry traces the journey across borders. Each step explains the next. I am Bridge. The linguistics primitive I teach is cognates and loanwords. The move is shared roots and trade route borrowings. Languages are connected through history. This is load-bearing. Bridge embodies the cognates and loanwords primitive, the linguistic evidence of cross-cultural historical contact. Most novices think languages are isolated. They aren't. Trade routes, conquest, migration, religion, and modern globalization have moved words between languages for millennia. Some shared roots are inherited, cognates from common ancestors, same language family. The word evolved naturally as the family tree branched. Others are borrowed, loanwords passed between languages, often through intermediaries. The word jumped the family tree at some point in history. Trace the word backwards, and you reveal the cross-cultural contact that moved it. Bridge opens the word history atlas on the workbench. Watch. Sugar. From Sanskrit, shatakada, to Persian, shakad, to Arabic, sukad, to Italian, zucchero, to English, sugar. 5 languages. 1 word's journey across 2,000 years. The route maps the trade route. Sugar travels from India through the Persian Empire into Arabic-speaking regions to Mediterranean Europe to English-speaking sailors. The word carries the trade route on its back. He traces another. Tea, from Min Chinese. The word jumped through Dutch traders into English. Different ports got different forms. Tea from Dutch traders. Chai from overland Persian routes. The same Chinese route. 2 routes. 2 English-speaking region pronunciations. Coffee. From Arabic, kahwa, through Turkish, kahve, to Italian, caffè, to English, coffee. The drink and the word travel together. Whenever the drink arrived in a new culture, the word arrived too. Bridge walks the cast through the scaffolds. Cognates, shared roots from common ancestors. English, mother. German, Mutter. Latin, Mater. Sanskrit, Mater. All from Proto-Indo-European, Mater. Same family, same root. Different evolutions. Loanwords. Borrowed across families or across distant branches. English, algebra. From Arabic, al-jab, the reunion of broken parts. Same word that brought the math concept. 9th century Baghdad to modern math curricula. Trade route examples. Silk Road words, silk, tea, paper. Spice fruit words, sugar, cinnamon, ginger. Arabic to European science. Algebra, algorithm, alcohol, zero, chemistry. Conquest and migration. French into English after 1066. About 60% of modern English vocabulary has French or Latin roots. Spanish into English in the U.S. Southwest. Canyon, ranch, rodeo, mesa. Words travel with people. Modern loan words. English into many languages. Computer, internet, email. Japanese into English. Karaoke, anime, sushi. Spanish into English, barbecue, tornado, mosquito. Globalization accelerates word travel. There's a part of Bridge's lesson that's especially important to him. Don't call loan words contamination. Don't call them pollution. Don't say a borrowed word doesn't belong in a language.
Loan words are enrichment. English is among the world's most borrowing heavy languages. About half of English vocabulary comes from outside its Germanic root. English isn't less English for that. English is the language it is because of all that borrowing.
Purism is a political position, not a linguistic one. Linguists welcome the etymology because the etymology is the history. Every language is a quilt of contributions. The patches matter.
When someone says a word shouldn't be in a language, that's not a fact about the language. That's a politics about who counts as belonging. The linguistic truth is, the word is in the language. The language is enriched by its presence.
Bridge demonstrates a surprising etymology.
Watch, ketchup, from Min Chinese ketsiap, meaning fish sauce, through Malay, ketchup, then English. Original 18th century ketchup was fish sauce, not tomato.
The recipe changed. The word stayed. The English word ketchup carries the original Chinese fish sauce naming, even though most modern speakers wouldn't recognize either the origin or the original recipe. The word is the fossil of the contact.
Every word has a story. Every borrowing has a root. Open the etymology dictionary. Pick one word a day. Watch the roots emerge.
Bridge grew up along the village trade route. His family had been caravaneers for the village, the camels whose journeys had crisscrossed continents, carrying goods and words across cultures.
I learned by age 3 in camel years that the camel carries what the trader gives. The word travels with the trader. Both arrive somewhere new, and both change in the process. Neither stays exactly the same. Both leave traces of the journey.
He walked to LinguaQuest at 12. Mira, the mentor, asked him one question.
What are cognates and loanwords?
Shared roots and trade route borrowings. Languages are connected through history. Trace the words, you trace the roots.
You are appointed.
Don't let anyone claim a word doesn't belong in a language. Every language is a quilt of contributions. The word's history is the culture's history. Welcoming the etymology is welcoming the journey.
Words travel. Trace the root. Honor the history. The languages we speak are records of every contact that shaped them.
Bridge closes the Word History Atlas. The atlas waits for the next entry. The next word will get its journey traced. The next loan word will be welcomed as the enrichment it is.
Shared roots and trade route borrowings. Languages are connected through history. Bridges primitive. The words that crossed borders and carried their journeys with them.